Hello again. It's fun to see all the kids participate in church service, isn't it? Again, my name is John Montgomery. Although during VBS, the kids called me. Do you remember, kids, what my name was? Mr. John. Or Mr. Jeff. Right? Because Mr. Jeff and Mr. John and Kelsey, we did the game. So I had a chance to not only talk about VBS this week, which I volunteered to do, but I had a chance to interact with the kids, and it was a lot of fun. The theme this year, as you saw, or maybe heard about, was Workshop of Wonders Imagined with God. And the children learned about how the ordinary becomes extraordinary with God and how to explore the use of their hearts and imagination to serve God and learn about His work in the world. Each night, the children began their evening and concluded their evening right here in the sanctuary, singing songs just like you saw, getting on their feet and dancing and having a good time. That included the watching of videos as well as skits with Sandy and our puppet mascot for the week. Who's this? Rivet. Yes. I should put Rivet near his house. You can hear the murmur, Rivet, oh my gosh. So yes, the kids got to see a lot about Rivet, and I'm told that this house was Rivet, so that's what I'm setting there, right? And as well as the fence that the kids made for the little puppet, and they helped in the constructing of that. And then after being in here at the beginning and the end of the service, at the beginning, after they had their kickstart to the evening, they would go to one of four stations, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. They went to a Bible story station, which is a place where they learned about stories from the Bible, like story of Esther and the banquet, rebuilding the temple, the parable of the mustard seed, and the feeding of the 5,000. And they did that in a really fun and interactive way. They were able to act things out with some of our actors or chime in when there were certain words said, and they had a good time. And then they went to the science station, where children were wowed by the demonstrations and hands-on learning while they enjoyed a snack. And at the craft station, the children had projects that they did individually, which some of you saw that they brought home. But for those of you who hadn't seen some of the art here, they also did group projects, like the crosses here and this the patchwork quilt that we put together. So well done, kids. They obviously used their imagination and creativity this week. And then they did the games, which we used to reinforce the lessons and encourage children not to just only think creatively and work as a team, but just have fun and run around for the sake of running around as well. So they had a good time with that. And as I reflected on what I might share today, in addition to what I just shared, I kept returning to the images of the children having so much fun and being truly inspiration to all of us, and also the images of the youth and the adults who volunteered in their interactions. They're sharing, they're learning, they're laughing, they're being in community. So today I would like to offer some thoughts about our Redeemer's VBS as it relates to community, our church in the community, but also how we act as community. This week, 57 children attended VBS at our Redeemer's. It's quite an amazing number and a good turnout. And we have to thank the children, so thank you, kids, for coming. And we also want to thank all you parents who supported them by coming and also supported this ministry. And this turnout included not just children who attend here regularly, but as well as nieces, nephews, grandchildren, some who traveled just for VBS, as well as friends and neighbors, yearly VBS attendees, and last but not least, new friends and neighbors who discovered our Redeemer's VBS for the first time. So thank all of you for coming. And clearly, with such a response, our open door policy was truly open, and we had a chance to be a place of welcoming and participating in good things which God has provided through His grace. And as you have seen this morning by the children's participation, you can also see their enthusiasm, which is a carryover from the excellent week we had together. And as for our church as community, when we do VBS, with over 50 adults and youth volunteering, a huge thank you, by the way, to all who served, there is clearly an alive and well commitment to serving the children in this place. There is at work a synergy of gifts and talents, teaching, serving, inspiring, connecting, creating, performing, caring, hosting. I could go on and on. But my point in bringing this up is to share that there is so much we have to offer when we pool our gifts together. And it is this sharing of gifts and talents which inspired so many children this week, who in turn then inspired all of us. When we serve together at things like VBS or Appalachian Service Project or Habitat for Humanity, Soup Kitchen or the Adult Mission Trip, and all the various ways that we can serve, there are connections made among us as volunteers. And these connections really add to the spirit of community, a sense of camaraderie, a link to shared values, which others can feel, which leads to a welcoming atmosphere that one mother commented to me is the reason she brings her children back to this via VBS year after year. When we serve as a community, there is also meaning-making for ourselves, as well as for the children. We devote time to prepare and serve 4 evenings, but it says something when a church lives out the conviction that the children of our church and the children of our community and their spiritual development matter. And it matters what we learn from the children we serve as well. And Jesus spoke to this in Luke and Matthew and various Gospels. He spoke about the children coming to him, which you might remember, and I'll read that for you. People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them. And when the disciples saw this, they scolded them, which is hard to imagine now, but they did. And then Jesus called to them and said, "Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." And how do the children enter? Well, with this week as a guide, some enter shy, some determined, some walking, some running, but all open to walking through the doors, willing to try something new, sometimes with a little encouragement, willing to learn, enjoying surprises, and by the end of the evening, being all smiles. For it is a lot of fun at VBS. And in addition to the love of family and friends, which we hold most dear, it also feels good to be accepted and know people in our community care. But don't just take my word for it. Let's let the pictures speak for themselves.